Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
It's not uncommon to be seeing about a 20% plus discounted pricing relative to a year or two ago. This is an opportunity to buy the dip, put fixed rate debt on the properties, and hold them for the long haul.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about is printing money and real estate, the opportunity of a lifetime. Disclaimers as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone else what to do with your money. Please always seek licensed financial advice. With that top of mind, let me ask you a quick question. Did you know that the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar has fallen nearly 90% since 1950? Even crazier, the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar fell nearly 7.4% just between the years 2021 and 2022. And that's right off the website of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And by the way, on a quick side note, if you ever want to see how the US dollar is holding up relative to other currencies around the world, there's actually an index for that, and it's called the DXY Index. And you can simply Google that and check out a chart to see more about what we're talking about here. But the basic concept here comes from Economics 101. When you increase the supply of something, the value goes down. But I want to share with you in this short episode why this may not be such a bad thing for real estate investors. You see, most real estate investors, statistically speaking, use some form of debt or leverage to purchase properties. So we'll take an example of a $1 million property. You're looking to purchase that. You decide you're going to put 30% down as down payment. That means you're going to borrow the rest from the lender or from the bank. So in that example, that would be $700,000 of debt in today's dollar valuations. And the cool part about that is if you hold on to that property long term, you can actually have your renters pay down that debt for you as rents and inflation increase moving forward. So our national debt in America right now is exceeding $30 trillion. So what does that tell you and I? Well, simply put, it means our government doesn't have enough money to pay for its current obligations, things like Social Security and the entitlement programs that we have, much less what all the politicians are talking about right now are things like student loan forgiveness or bank bailouts or UBI, which is universal basic income. If these things decide to roll out, that's going to cause more printing of money. That's going to increase the national debt. That's going to be inflationary. And that's the bad news. So what's the good news as a real estate investor? Well, think about it this way. If you had 1 million goods in an economy, and in that same economy, there was $10 million in circulation, that means that the price per good would be $10. But if you increase the money in circulation, so you still have 1 million goods, but now you have $20 million in circulation, the cost per good goes up to $20.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount.
So if you're buying property today or you already own property with fixed rate debt and it's cash flow positive, it may be in your best interest to hold on to those properties for the foreseeable future because effectively that debt is getting cheaper to pay off the longer you hold the property. See, when we have inflation, wages go up. And as renters have more money, they can afford to pay higher rents, which is why rents often go up at the same time. For example, the median U.S. household income in 2011 was around $50,000. Fast forward 10 years later, and it's nearing $70,000. So that's nearly a 30% increase over a 10-year time frame. But remember, inflation didn't really start to kick off here in the U.S. until 2022, where it spiked out at 9% over that summer. In a similar example, apartment rents in 2013 were around $1,200 per month. Fast forward a decade through today, apartment rents nationwide are averaging about $1,700 per month. Again, about a 30% increase over the past decade. So where will the future take us? Well, I don't have a crystal ball and I don't have an answer for you to that, but we can certainly learn some lessons from history. Right now is a very unique period of time in 2023 if you're looking to invest in commercial real estate, because it's not uncommon to be seeing about a 20% plus discounted pricing relative to a year or two ago. This is an opportunity to buy the dip, put fixed rate debt on the properties, and hold them for the long haul. Something to think about here for the week. I'm Travis Watts. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. Feel free to reach out anytime if I can be a resource or mentor. Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Have a best ever week. We'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.